USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
David and Louise Turpin, convicted of abusing 12 of their children, had received a sentence of life in prison. During their sentencing hearing Friday, one of their daughters testified that her parents almost stole her life.
My parents took my whole life from me, but now I'm taking my life back. I'm in college now and living independently. I love hanging out with my friends and life is great. I believe everything happens for a reason. Life may have been bad, but it made me strong. I fought to become the person I am.
Former Republican Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee blasts Senator Mitt Romney in a tweet on Friday after the Utah Republican said he was sickened by President Trump's actions listed in the Mueller report. Huckabee tweeting, "Know what makes me sick, Mitt? Not how disingenuous you were to take Trump's money and then 4 years later jealously trash him and then love him again when you begged to be Secretary of State. But it makes me sick that you got the GOP nomination and could have been president." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Democratic presidential candidate Robert O'Rourke tells a group of supporters in New Hampshire that he's returning a donation from a group he promised not to accept money from.
I was just told as we drove in that we accepted on one of the last days of the FEC filing period a check from a lobbyist. We are returning that check from the lobbyist because we declared at the outset that there would be no money accepted from lobbyists.
The check was reportedly from a Chevron lobbyist in New Mexico for $250, according to the Washington Examiner. Earlier this week, Bloomberg reported O'Rourke declined signed a pledge spearheaded by climate change activists that would have bound him to refuse to accept any donations from the fossil fuel industry. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says U.S. diplomatic efforts will continue toward the goal of denuclearization of North Korea.
As I've said before, he's made that commitment to President Trump multiple times. He's made it to me personally half a dozen times, and I'm convinced we still have a real opportunity to achieve that outcome.
A day earlier, a North Korean official said it no longer wanted to deal with him in talks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
No charges will be filed of the death of a South Carolina fifth grader who died last month, not long after an altercation with another student in a classroom that involved slapping, Prosecutor Duffy Stone.
First, Renaya Wright died of natural causes. Second, there was no evidence of trauma on or inside the body of Renaya Wright that would indicate that any fight in any magnitude contributed to her death. And third, as a result of those findings, there will not be criminal charges brought in this matter.
Pathologists say the youngster died of a rare brain condition. Another brick-and-mortar retail chain is announcing store closings. More from USA's Chris Barnes.
Struggling home decor retailer Pier 1 says as many as 145 of its locations may end up having to close after reporting disappointing fourth-quarter results this week. Now, Pier 1 closed 30 stores during the fiscal year that ended in March. The news follows Bed Bath & Beyond's announcement last week that it's going to close about 40 stores this year. Pier 1 is currently operating about 970 stores nationwide. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Notre Dame Choir taking part in Good Friday Mass in Paris. It was moved from Notre Dame Cathedral to St. Sulpice for Good Friday because of the fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.